The Yankees entered Wednesday just a game behind Boston in the American League East. Didi Gregorius homers in two straight games. They were looking for a sweep over the Reds, already up 1-0 in the fifth.
Ground ball in the hole, base hit. Torres rounds third, he's coming home. Here's the throw from Duvall, it's up the line. Another RBI single for Frazier, and it's 2-0 Yanks. Hit sharply and past Suarez into left field, a base hit for Sanchez. Moving to third is Frazier. They're going to wave him home. Here's the throw. Here's the play. He's in there as Sanchez moves to third. 5-2 Yanks.
Ground ball, base hit left field through the drawn-in infield in the shortstop hole. A base hit for Holiday and an RBI. Sanchez scores, and the Yankees have a 6-2 lead. Swung on and line to right field down the line, and it is going to be gone into the right field seat. Didi yanked a drive right down the line and just into the seats in right. It is a two-run home run for Didi Gregorius. Yes, indeedy. He hits his fourth home run in the last few games, and the Yankees have blown it open. They have an 8-2 lead. Now here's the 1-1. Swung on, hit in the air to deep left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. His first home run as a Yankee. He is the Todd father. He homers to left field. In Todd we trust. He homers, and the Yankees now take a 9-2 lead.
After the game, manager Joe Girardi talked about finishing off a sweep of the Reds.
I thought he threw an outstanding game, and I thought he had command of everything today. Maybe some of the best stuff he's had all year long.
How much does his athleticism serve him out there on the mound?
Oh, I think a lot. You know, I think when you have, you know, guys that hit the ball on the ground, guys that are able to bunt, he's able to cover a lot of ground. He's going to be able to turn double plays. You can see how it really helps him.
When you see the tack-on runs that you guys were able to add and keep adding today, does it make you think the offense is about to start breaking out?
I mean, that's what you want. You want to be able to do that so you can give some guys in the bullpen a day off and you know, you can use everybody. So, yeah, I sure hope so. I mean, it would be nice to continue to stay on a roll offensively.
Eric.
Joe, at times this year you've talked about Severino having his slider and his fastball, but changeup hasn't been as good. He's had 2 out of 3. Was this one of the days, or maybe the only day where he's had all three going?
You know, I think his changeup has really been pretty consistent the last couple of months. And I think it continues to get better, and he gains confidence. And he not only throws it to left-handers, he throws it to right-handers as well, which gives him another weapon. So I think he has a lot of confidence in him.
Brian.
Joe, does it seem like no matter where you put Clint, he does something to help you win a game?
Yeah, I mean, he's played extremely well. You know, he's driven in runs. He's scored runs. He runs the bases extremely well. I mean, he's played really, really well. Really pleased with what he's doing, and that's why he's playing.
Andrew.
Joe, how do you look at this series with the Rays?
It's an important series, really important. You know, we still have 63 games to go, I think. But these are all important games, especially when they're within your division and you're all close and you're trying to continue to gain on the Red Sox. They're really important.
Danny against the wall.
Joe, you obviously caught a lot of pitchers and managed a lot of pitchers. You've talked before, I know, about Severino maintaining his stuff late, what he was able to do after 100 pitches today. How unusual do you find that he's able to maintain that so much?
Well, I think the guys that really put up big numbers as pitchers are able to do that. You know, they're able to maintain their stuff the whole way through the game. They don't lose it. So usually they're pretty involved in their decision. You're not turning it over to someone after the fifth inning. And, you know, when they get a lead, they smell it and they really shut down the other team. So the fact that his stuff doesn't fall up really allows him to do that.
Mike.
Joe, being able to weather this 10-22 stretch and being right in the race with the Red Sox, what are you doing better now?
I think our bullpen has gotten back on track, and we've added some pieces that's really helped that out. I think that's been a big part of it. you know, when I look at that 10-22 stretch, you know, there's five or six games that we probably lost, you know, later in the game in the bullpen. So all of a sudden, you're 16-16, and that's a big difference than 10-22. So our bullpen has been really good.
Roger.
Joe, what do you make of this little stretch here where Didi is hitting home runs?
I think he's capable of doing it. I just think that he feels good. He's not missing his pitches. You know, he's just kind of locked in right now. And you want to keep him in that as long as you can. And hopefully he continues to roll and to develop. I mean, he was really hot for a long time, went through a little funk, you know, right before the All-Star break. But he's come out of it and is playing really well again.
Did you see him being capable of being a
– Well, when he hit – what did he hit last year? 20? You know, I thought it was really, you know, that he would do it again. I didn't think that that was a fluke, him hitting 20 home runs last year. And I've always thought that he'll continue to develop in that area.
Wally?
So I think last week Cashman said that Clint Frazier would go back to the minors when Aaron came back. The way he's been playing lately, is that a decision that might be rethought, do you think?
Well, for me, you always approach the decision when it's time to make the decision. I mean, we're still weeks away from, you know, having to make a decision. There's a ton of things that can happen before that. So, you know, I think Brian's thought there is you're going to want him to play every day is what you're going to want. You know, hopefully everyone stays healthy, but you never know.
Clint Frazier was 2-for-4 with a pair of RBIs and spoke after the game.
I think it's just how the guys here have really made me feel comfortable, you know, make me feel like I'm a part of this team and like I'm here to help them win. And, you know, overall, I'm giving it all to them just because they're the ones that are helping me out every day.
What do you think of the gum shower?
It never gets tired.
Now, you guys had gone through a rough stretch. You pulled yourself out of it, won 5 out of 6. How were you able to dig yourselves out of that and now get kind of hot here?
You know, I think the three guys that we picked up, I mean, obviously they've came in big situations and helped us whenever we needed it. And, you know, the team was good as it is before we got those guys. But when they came along, they just gave us that little extra push. And, you know, I mean, we were just struggling. And right now we're going good. So we're going to try to ride this wave as long as we can.
We saw that aggressive slide at home in the later innings. Looked like you maybe dinged your leg. Is it okay? And what happened?
My cleat just got caught in the ground. It happened a second earlier in the game, too. And my knee is fine. I just have a little cut on it right there, and it kind of stung whenever I slid.
Severino improves to 7-4 on the season, and he spoke about his performance.
I feel good. You know, fastball main was there, but slider was good. Throwing a lot of change. I was feeling very good.
If you think about just your season to this point, how satisfying has it been, especially given what happened last year when you were starting?
I mean, I'm really feeling good, you know, satisfied with the work I'm doing right now, you know, and give it a chance, the team to, you know, to score, to win, you know, to win.
You're giving the team a lot of length, too, seven innings. Are you taking the mound thinking, hey, I'm the ace of the staff, this is something I have to do?
I'm taking the mound every time to thinking about, you know, going 6-7, you know, thinking that's my mindset, you know, every time they give me the ball, trying to get a good game over there.
For Todd Frazier, it was sweet, homering one day after driving in a run with a triple play. He spoke about his homer afterwards.
It was, you know, good pitch ahead, man. I'm just excited. Everybody came through today. Glad to get that home run out of the way. But, you know, overall, really great game offensively. And Sevy, man, unbelievable. Last two times playing defense behind him, it's a lot of fun.
You got that home run out of the way pretty quick. Your second game here in Pinstripes. Is there any part of you that takes it in as you're going around the bases there, Todd?
Sure. You know, you want to just hopefully the time stops a little bit for you. But it was a lot of fun. Kind of knew it was going off the bat and, you know, just made, you know, for exciting, you know, 2 days here coming home and just enjoying the moment. And for us, two big wins, honestly, two big wins for the homestand. And then we go tomorrow and we got Tampa Bay. So we'll see what happens.
Who'd you point at over the dugout?
I always point to my family, man, wherever they're at. So that's something I've always been doing every home run I hit.
How's it like for you to come to Yankee Stadium and did what you did yesterday plus today home run?
Yeah, that's baseball in a nutshell, man. You know, hit into a triple play, you do some funky stuff, and you think you've seen everything in baseball, and then you do something like that, and it's like, God, there is a lot more to baseball than, you know, just home runs and, you know, strikeouts. So just very excited, very happy, and now we got to play against a team in our division, and let's see where we're at right now.
Does it mean any more to you to hit that against the Reds?
No, not necessarily. No, it was, I know Tony, great guy, great kid, and it was just one of those things where I just got him today. That was it.
Now, Todd, has anyone let you know what John Sterling's nickname was for your home
run? Yeah, I was curious. I can't wait to hear it, but I don't know if anybody heard it. But
the Todd father in Todd We Trust.
Oh, okay. All right. That's pretty sweet because I know they said downtown goes Frazier for him. I remember Jack Edwards said it about me when I played in the Little League World Series. But either way, that's pretty cool. Another little check mark and one of those things that you can always look back on and have, a guy in his stature to say that's pretty nice.
Todd, was any effort made to retrieve the ball?
Yes. I don't think we got it back, though. That was the unfortunate part. I don't know the whole story, but I talked to one of our security guys, and it was a little hassle to get it, and I'll leave it at that. So I don't think I'm getting it. I wish I did, but, it is what it is.
What are your impressions of the other Frazier here?
He's good. He's a good kid, man. He's, he's learning as he's going along, and, two out RBIs are huge, and he had two of them today, and, no matter how you get them, line drive to right, and then, C&I single, very impressed. He doesn't look nervous at all. He looks like when he goes up there, he's determined to do his best job, and, those things bode well. I mean, getting those two runs early, helping Sevy out, settle him down too as well, I couldn't ask for anything better. The guy's pitching his heart out, and, he's dominating right now.
The Yankees' homestand continues on Thursday. It's a big series. The Rays visit the Bronx. It'll be CC Sabathia against Chris Archer.